new plan has already been published, and that's been sent out, at least I sent it out by email. If you want a hard copy, then just please let me know. After this service, we've got a short meeting with stewards from both churches. If we can sort of gather over here before we go over to coffee. Don't worry, you're just going to do coffee. So if we can gather over here, it's just to talk about stationing for 2027. So it shouldn't take too long. So if we can do that, that would be great. Next week, the service at Bethesda is led by me, and at Bethlehem you have Stephen Pellow. So two services to hopefully look forward to. Any other notices? Good morning. Any other notices? No? Okay. Any birthdays to celebrate? Do you have any birthdays? Peter's! 21 again?
Yes. I don't look it. I did once.
Sing happy birthday to Peter!
Celebrate with coffee after the service. You're very generous, I know.
God, we come to worship you in your holiness. We come to praise you in your love. To adore you in your beauty. Our worship, our praise, and our adoration. Help us to ensure your presence with us in our time together with you. Meet with us in our wrestlings and our struggles. May praise rise within your people today.
Lord of our lives and Lord of this place. We come before you this morning, Lord, to set our eyes on you and to see your glory and to know your presence in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have freedom to come before you as brothers and sisters and worship and in praise, and we continue to praise your name. Amen. Shall we remain seated as we sing?
We do thank God for those works he's done in our lives across the years. And sometimes those works have been mountaintop moments, and sometimes those works of God have been in a fiery ordeal where our faith has been tested in the heat of life's trials, and like dross being burnt away, we have been purified and strengthened in those times. As it was for many of those that we read about in the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And Jacob was one such person. And last Sunday, Richard preached about Jacob and Jacob's ladder, where his pillow became a pillar of the church, a foundation marker. And he declared, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And today, in my sermon, I'm going to focus on another chapter of Jacob's life. And today we're going to hear how Jacob met with the Lord in another unexpected way and place, a mysterious way. And as background, we remember that Jacob had run away from home because his twin brother Esau was angry with him because he had sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge. And Jacob tricked Esau out of his father's blessing. So he ran away and went to live with his uncle Laban. And while he was there, he married Leah and Rachel. It was complicated. And Jacob became the father of many sons. But then God told Jacob it was time to go home and eventually reunite with his brother. God said, "Go back to the land of your fathers and your relatives, and I will be with you." And so we pick up the story as Barbara reads to us from Genesis 32, beginning at verse 22.
Jacob wrestled with God. That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maidservants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God's face to face, and yet my life was spared." The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon. This is the word of God.
Now, second reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, we're going to hear of the Apostle Paul's heart for God's people Israel.
Verses 1 to 5. God's sovereign choice. I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel. temple worship, the promise. Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of Christ, who is God over all, forever. Right.
Let us pray. Lord, open our ears to hear your word and draw us closer to you as we reflect on the struggles and the things we wrestle with. Lord, help us to have that encounter with you today, that we may be one with you as you are with us. Amen. Let's put a slide on the screen, which one artist depicts. You haven't got it? All right, okay. Did he send it? All right, okay. Not to worry. If I didn't send them, that's all right. All right, let's have the first slide then of the opening. Here we see Jacob wrestling with God, with this God man. You have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. He faced his struggle, he faced God, and he faced the sunrise. I want us to consider those three themes in my sermon today. First, he faced his struggle. At the start of that reading, we heard how Jacob was alone. His wives, his maidservants, his children have all gone ahead of him and crossed the river into the land of inheritance. And we might think, but with the darkness closing in on Jacob and feeling the cold of the desert winds, it was going to be a long struggle, a long night for Jacob. In a very mysterious but real way, Jacob meets with God. And there's no doubt in Jacob's mind that this God, both human and divine, is God's representative. And he comes as an opponent. And in a way that is just from his birth, he has struggled with his family, with his brother especially, and he has struggled with God. He struggled. Jacob's story speaks to us. It is about the tensions of faith. And that seems is, when I hear my friends say they hope their children don't have to experience the hardships they went through, I don't agree. Those hardships made us what we are. You can be disadvantaged in many ways. One way, maybe not having friends. Yes.
gathered before it had just begun. He tends. Friends, we believe that daybreak is coming, that God's kingdom rule is breaking into our minds today, and the darkness is being scattered where God reigns. And you and I are already walking through this new life. We have been transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. The sun has already risen. Jesus is alive. And the night of sin and death is over. That narrow stream of death has been crossed. We are reconciled to God. And we have a ministry of reconciliation across our family, across our friendships, across our lives. We celebrate this unity with God and each other in faith, in blood and God. So Jacob was changed. First, he, being a new creation, still had the stars. The sun rose upon him as he passed him, lifting because of his faith. And with every step Jacob took into the future, even to the day that he died, when on his deathbed, as we read in the Bible, he remembered the angel who has redeemed you from all harm. He would be reminded of that. Israel would remember he was the one who struggled with God. And Israel would remember he served the God who struggled to swell the people. That's significant. Through that, through our own struggles, every step we take into the future, we bear the wounds of our past. The battle scars of those human struggles, wrestling with God. But we go on, we live on, we move on, we continue our pilgrimage into the land of promise. So we hold on. I pray that whatever you're facing today or this weekend, that we will be encouraged by God's word today. Said of us at the very last, we face our struggle. We came face to face with God, with Jesus, the God, who is with us, whose love holds us tight, and that we face the suffering. With Jacob, we struggled with God and man, and have overcome. Let us pray. In the quietness, let us reflect on God's word to our needs and open our hearts in response.
Joe and I are going to lead us now in our prayers of intercession. Let us pray.
In faith, let us pray to God our Father, in the name of his Son Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. God of love, we pray for all who struggle this day. We pray for those who wrestle in the dark with things that threaten to overwhelm them. We pray for nations wrestling with violence and poverty. We remember and pray for the struggles of Israel and Palestine. And we pray for your kingdom rule of justice with peace in these and in all nations.
We pray, Lord, for your church today, especially our church families of Bethlehem and Bethesda. Lord, we have our own challenges to face. And as we wrestle with those challenges, help us to know that you are with us and strive for us.
God of compassion, we hold before you and pray for those we know who are struggling today with illness, bereavement, and fear. Those who have been wounded in life's struggles. We pray for those who struggle to pray, those who struggle with their faith. In these tensions of encounter, draw near with your saving love and bring them the light of your healing and hope.
We pray for those who, like Jacob, stand at a crossing point in their lives. Give them your courage, Lord, to cross over. We remember those who have faithfully lived and all who have died in Christian hope. We follow their example and ask that you will bring us with them into the fullness of your eternal joy when struggles cease forevermore.
Our prayer, Lord, is that you will indeed be with us in all our inner wrestlings. Contend with us and for us, that we grow closer to what you would have us be. Help us to pray always and never lose heart. We make our prayers through Jesus Christ, our wounded healer and risen Lord and Saviour. Amen.
Amen.
Let's now share together in the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We have one more prayer to say, and I'm going to invite Karen to come and join me now, because as you may have heard already, Karen is going to be supporting ministry in the West, and particularly supporting myself with two sessions a week, so morning, afternoon, or evening, for this next 13 months, beginning in this month of August. So thank you, Karen, for offering time in your retirement to minister to us and to our members in the West. So we're very grateful to you. And to Steve as well, for allowing, for releasing Karen into this next step of ministry. So, is there anything you want to say, and I'll pray for you? Let's pray for Karen. Lord, we thank you for Karen and Steve and for the blessings that they bring to us. And Lord, we know that ministry in all its forms never truly comes to an end, because we have one ministry, and that is the ministry of Jesus, and that can never end. And so, Lord, we thank you for Karen's continuing ministry among us, and particularly in this way over this next year. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon Karen, and Lord, your wisdom, the guidance of your Holy Spirit, your strength and your compassion. And Lord, may you equip Karen for the things that lie before her. And Lord, we look forward to this extended time of specific ministry among us. And we thank you that you will be with Karen and Steve. And we ask this prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now we're going to dedicate our offerings to the Lord. Lord, we thank you for the ways in which you supply all our needs. You are the source, the fountain of all blessings. And with thankful hearts, we dedicate these gifts and those given to Bethlehem and Bethesda directly. And with them, Lord, we offer ourselves afresh to you, dedicating ourselves, our lives, our love. And may these gifts and our lives bring good news to those we meet and those beyond these walls. Amen. So we draw near to the Lord's table, and our words will be on the screen. In Christ, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through his blood, which was shed on the cross. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Our prayer of thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessing and praise belong to you, gracious and eternal God. Through your living word, you created all things, the majesty of the heavens and the glory of the earth. In your wisdom and goodness, you have made all people in your image and likeness. Therefore, with saints and angels, and with all creation, we lift up our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks and praise that in the fullness of time you gave your only Son to share our human nature and to be tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. to set his face resolutely towards Jerusalem, and to be lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw all creation to himself. When the hour of his glory came, and loving his own to the end, he sat with them at supper, took bread, and after giving thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me." Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. In obedience to his command, we recall his suffering and death, his resurrection and ascension, and we look for his coming in glory. Send your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. In union with Christ's offering for us, we offer ourselves as a holy and living sacrifice. Unite us in love and peace with all your people, until with the whole company of heaven, we are brought into the presence of your eternal glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. The bread we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The cup we take is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, heir of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. We pray together. Lord, we come to your table, trusting in your mercy, and not in the goodness of our life. We are not worthy even to gather up the crumbs under your table, but it is your nature always to have mercy, and on that we depend. So feed us with the body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, that we may forever live in him and he in us. Amen. All are welcome at the Lord's table. Here may we find peace in our struggles. May we find our Saviour, Jesus Christ. May we find life eternal. We will receive in continuous flow, but if you would find it more comfortable to receive in your seats, we will bring the bread and wine to you. As we worship, we shall listen to some instrumental worship. And if with the time anyone does need to go after receiving communion, then do feel able to. So draw near with faith, all things are ready. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we thank you that you have nourished us with the bread of life and with the cup of salvation. May we who have received this sacrament be strengthened in your service. We who have sung your praise, live in your glory. And we who have known the greatness of your love,
see you face to face in your kingdom. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our final hymn, reminding us of this pilgrimage on which we travel together. Fight the good fight with all thy might. Christ is thy strength and Christ thy right. Lay hold on life and it shall be thy joy and crown eternally. God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, make us perfect, confirming and strengthening us, and to him be the power for ever and ever. Amen. The almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us, now and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Let us share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now. Amen. Be seated.